Om Shanti. This is the Avyakta Murali of the 11th of July 1971. The title is Main Inculcations to Become World Benefactors. Main Inculcations to Become World Benefactors. What would you call today's gathering? Is it the gathering of Gujarat? You do not consider yourselves to be those of Gujarat, do you? Just as Baba is the master of the unlimited, in the same way, wherever you may be an instrument of, you are still world benefactors. Do you constantly have the feelings of bringing benefit to the world in your vision and attitude, that is, in your consciousness? Or do you have the feeling of bringing benefit to Gujarat? Whilst living in Gujarat, you still have the aim of serving the world, do you not? You are on unlimited service, are you not? This is just a duty you are given, which you are fulfilling as an instrument. However, what is the intoxication you have? You say that you are the world benefactors. That is, it is your duty to bring about world transformation. Whatever service you do, or whatever facilities for service you create, the words you use for that are for the world. You are those who are renewing the world. The world is being transformed. A sound may be created in one space, but it spreads in all four directions. Though the sound may be made in just one place, it still spreads in all four directions. So, in order to become world benefactors, two main dharanas are essential, through which, whilst living in the limited, you can become unlimited benefactors. If you do not have these dharanas, then neither your sound nor your vision reaches the unlimited world. What are the two dharanas needed in order to become world benefactors? On the basis of what two dharanas are you carrying out the task of bringing benefit to the world? You definitely receive the instant fruit of the pure feelings you have of world benefit. You receive the fruit of your feelings even on the path of bhakti. However, that is for a temporary period, whereas here, it is for all time. What two main dharanas are needed for the attainment of that instant fruit? There cannot be progress for the self or for service without having any dharana. You are doing that and you have to do that. There aren't even the words, I will do it. You have to do it. The two main dharanas are spiritual intoxication and mercy. If you have both spiritual intoxication and mercy simultaneously, and to the same extent, then with the balance of both these qualities, you create a stage of spirituality. This is called spirituality or a spiritual stage. You should have full intoxication and complete mercy. At present, you leave aside the intoxication and simply have mercy, or you leave aside mercy and simply have intoxication. And this is why you are lacking in the stage of spirituality that is created through being equal in both these qualities. This is why before you carry out any task or before you speak any words, check whether you have intoxication and mercy to an equal extent. By having both to an equal extent, you will be able to maintain your own self-respect, and secondly, there will be regard received from all souls. If you leave aside self-respect and have the desire of receiving regard, you do not receive success. If you renounce the desire of giving regard and stabilize yourself in your stage of self-respect, then regard follows you like a shadow. Just as bhagats run around so much behind their deities and goddesses out of blind faith, in the same way, all souls will run behind the souls who are stabilized in their stage of self-respect in the living form, in order to give them regard. Have you seen the running around of the bhagats? In the non-living images of memorials of all of you, artists portray these main dharanas. On the one hand, they show the spiritual intoxication of the Shaktis with full force, and together with that, they also show their mercy. They portray both these feelings in the same image. Why is this created? Because you became the embodiment of spiritual intoxication and mercy in a practical way. They portray these main dharanas even in the non-living images. All of you are now on service, and the instant fruit of service is based on these two main dharanas. You definitely have to become merciful, but on what basis and when? You also have to see this. You definitely have to have spiritual intoxication, but how and in what way do you reveal it? You also have to see this. Spiritual intoxication is not visible by speaking about it or trying to show it. Spiritual intoxication reveals itself through your eyes and features. If you speak about spiritual intoxication, it changes and shows itself as bossiness. You must not show bossiness, but you must stay in your intoxication. Bossiness is said to be the progeny of ego or anger. This is why you must not show bossiness, but you should stay in spiritual intoxication. The more you stay in spiritual intoxication as well as being merciful, the more your bossiness will finish. No matter what type of soul someone may be, even if that soul shows bossiness, when you have your own intoxication and are merciful, that soul will no longer be bossy. It shouldn't be that you say that the circumstances were such, or that person spoke such words that you have to do this, that you will have to do this, that this will continue to happen for you, or they have not yet become complete. There shouldn't be these words or this language within this gathering, because you are the instruments for service. Therefore, this gathering is called that of those who are master knowledgeful, serviceable, and successful. Those who are successful do not give any excuses. They transform the excuses into solutions. They will not place any excuses in front of them. Can souls who are knowledgeful and successful be not successful over any excuses? Those who are master knowledgeful and successful will change the excuses into solutions with the power of their knowledge. Then the excuses will finish. Those who are instruments have to pay special attention to their every thought, because everyone's vision is on those souls who are the instruments. If you souls who are the instruments give excuses, What reply would others who are moving forward give when they see you? We cannot come because of this reason. We cannot move forward because of this reason. If you yourselves give excuses, how would you solve the excuses of others? People now know everything. Just as here, you are becoming knowledgeful day by day, in the same way, people of the world are becoming knowledgeful with the power and knowledge of science. Those people are able to check your thoughts from your forehead and your eyes. Just as here, you are being filled with the power of knowledge, in the same way, the power of science is no less there. There is the force of both. If something is lacking in those who are the instruments, then that cannot be hidden. This is why you instrument souls must pay that much special attention to your thoughts, words, and actions. If you do not pay attention, then lines of tension are visible on your faces. People can tell from your line of fortune what kind of fortune you can create for yourself. So, if you have less attention, then lines of tension are visible on your face. Those who are knowledgeful of that Maya know this. They are no less either. Because of being careless, you people are also sometimes not able to recognize yourselves. However, at present, those people are more clever than you in this respect, because this is their task. This is why those who are the instruments have to take on this responsibility. If something seems difficult, something is definitely lacking. You lack something in having faith in the intellect for the self. When you have 100% faith in the Father, then even if you are alone, but you have faith in the intellect, even if on the other side there are the souls of the entire world, you do not fluctuate in that. In the same way, no matter who tries to make you fluctuate, whether it is souls of the divine family, the godly family, or the worldly family, you should not lack faith in the intellect for the self. This is why, together with intoxication, you must also have mercy. There shouldn't just be intoxication, but there must also be mercy. You have faith in the intellect, but by having feelings of bringing benefit, your vision and your attitude both change. No matter how much an angry person opposes you, or how much someone insults you or defames you, when you have the feeling of bringing benefit towards each soul, bossiness will change into mercy. Then, what will the result be? Will they be able to make you fluctuate? The pure feelings of bringing benefit will result in the transformation of their sanskars. This definitely happens. Some seeds give the fruit instantly, whereas others do not instantly give fruit. It takes time. You must not be impatient because the fruit is not emerging. Not all fruits emerge instantly. Some seeds only bear fruit when there is natural rain. They do not bear fruit just by being watered. This is also fixed in the drama. You are sowing imperishable seeds. Some will show instant result, whereas the fruit of others will emerge through the natural calamities or by a change in the scene of the drama. The seed will not be destroyed. This is a guarantee. Since the seed is imperishable, it is not possible that it would not bear fruit. However, some come close, whereas others come later. And so, how could they come now? They will bear fruit later. Therefore, whether you are doing service, do not see or think that whatever you have done has been wasted. The fruits will be visible number-wise according to the time. So this is the group of those who are successful, knowledgeful, and serviceable. This is your stamp. Constantly continue to look at this trademark of yours. The stamp of this Trimurti has been applied, has it not? By keeping this in your consciousness, you transform every step you take in service into an income of multi-millions, that is, padam in Hindi. Check whether you have accumulated an income of multi-millions through every thought. Have I accumulated multi-millions at every second through every thought, in every word and in every action? If not, then for whom is there the saying, there is an income of multi-millions at every step? Even a lotus flower is called a padam. So, by moving along like a lotus flower, you will be able to earn an income of multi-millions at every step and in every thought. Not even one thought should be without an income. Now, it is the time to pay such attention. Not even one step should be taken without an income being earned. This is a group of those who are instruments. You have to become those who wear the crowns. The more you adopt the crown of your own responsibility, the more you will be able to adopt the crown of the responsibility of others. Everyone's vision is mainly on those of you who are the instrument teachers. You are the examples in front of them. This is why you people have a greater responsibility. You are like a mirror in front of them. With the mirror of the stage of your knowledge, you are the mirror that enables them to have a vision of their form. So the more powerful the mirror is, the clearer the vision received is. So, they will be able to have a clear, powerful memory of that. So, each of you should be such a mirror that whoever comes in front of you should have such a clear vision of themselves that they are not ever able to forget it, just as you do not forget your own body having had a vision of it. Since your body eternally stays in your consciousness, you must grant such visions that they are never able to forget that. In order to become a powerful mirror, what are the main dharanas? The more you offer yourself, accordingly, the mirror will be powerful. You have already offered yourselves anyway. But whatever thoughts you have or steps you take, first offer them to Baba. Just as when you offer bhog, you offer it to Baba, and so it is filled with power, in the same way, offer every thought and every step to Baba. Whatever you do or whatever you think, there should be Baba's remembrance. That is, there should be remembrance of Baba's task. The more you have the sanskars of offering everything, the more powerful the mirror will be. Create every thought as an instrument, because to be an instrument means to offer it first. Those who are humble bow down. The more you bow down in your sanskars and your thoughts to that extent, the world will bow down to you. To bow down means to make others bow down. To bow down even in your sanskars, you should not have the thought, at least others should bow down in front of me. If I bow down, everyone else will also bow down. Only when the true servers bow down in front of everyone will they be able to do service. Young ones are even more loved. Only when the true servers bow down in front of everyone will they be able to do service. Young ones are even more loved, and therefore, you should consider yourself to be the special, long-lost, and now-found children. You are loved by all. Although people tell the seniors off, the younger ones would get away with it. However, you must not allow any weaknesses in yourself. You must definitely have the aim of going ahead of everyone. Even whilst moving forward, you must not stop paying regard to those who make you move forward. If you give regard to those who make you move forward, they will also give you regard. Whatever you do, others will do the same as they see you do. Hands are those who have a broad, unlimited intellect. They look at all aspects. In what there is benefit and in what there is a loss. Are all of you those who have a broad, unlimited intellect and Trikaldarshi and Trinetri? Whatever actions you perform, check the consequences and then perform that action. Then you will never say, I don't know how this happened. It is when there is a lack of checking that this happens. These are not the words of those who are Trikaldarshi. I did not wish it, but it happened. How is it possible that someone who is a master or mighty authority wishes to do something and yet is unable to do it? Now, finish this language. You are Shaktis, are you not? The actions and thoughts of the Shaktis are equal. If the thoughts are one thing and the actions are something else, it means they are lacking in power. Acha. Om Shanti.